The Oscars are coming this month, and on the list for Best Animated Film are Encanto, Luca, Flea, The Mitchells vs. the Machines, and the Disney film Raya and the Last Dragon. Raya is a young warrior in a fantasy land. It's called Kumandra. It is where humans and dragons coexist. And there is an evil force, as you can imagine. Droon turns dragons and some humans into stone, and manages to turn the survivors against one another. And that's where Raya comes in. Her mission is to restore peace. And along the way, she comes upon the last surviving dragon, Sisu.
Why are you here, divine water dragon?
Isn't that obvious, big guy? My girl Raya and I are going to fix the world. Bring everyone back.
Awkwafina is the voice of Sisu the dragon, and Kelly Marie Tran voices Raya. And last March, she joined Callum Borchers to talk about Raya and the Last Dragon.
We're glad to have you, Kelly. And I got to tell you, I watched this movie with my young children, and they loved the music and the dragons and how vibrant all the scenes are. As a grown-up, though, watching a year into a global pandemic, I kind of related to the people who've been turned into stone, because right now this seems like a fitting movie for this moment when so many people feel like they've been stuck in place for a long time. And I wonder if you agree.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the filmmakers and I have talked about how incredible it is that the movie's coming out right now, because it feels really strangely relevant to this time. And, you know, of course, something like this takes so many years to develop that you can't really predict the world that it's going to be coming out in, if that makes sense. But yeah, it definitely feels really relevant to everything going on in the world.
So, pandemic or not, your character, Raya, is totally fearless. She doesn't hesitate to go into danger. And I wonder how much fun it is to play somebody like that.
So fun. I want to be more like her. I think that, you know, I always think to myself as an actor, if I'm not learning something, like a deep new core belief from every character I'm playing, then I'm probably doing it wrong. And I think one of the things that I've learned from Raya is that bravery can take many forms. You know, like she already was from the beginning a warrior, and then towards the end of the movie she shows bravery in a completely different way, and that to me is really inspiring.
Yeah, the brave thing, without giving away too much, is sort of having to take a chance on other people, which is kind of scary. And again, without giving away too much of the plot here, you know, an important part of Raya's mission in the film is to find all the missing pieces of a powerful dragon gem which was broken and try to put the whole thing back together. And she and the dragon Sisu collect the scattered pieces along the way. And as they do, each one has an effect on Sisu. So let's listen to a scene where they find one of the pieces.
You're glowing.
Oh, thank you. I use aloe and river slime to maintain my...
No. Look.
Oh, this is my little sister Appa's magic. I got the glow!
Your little sister's magic?
Yeah, every dragon has a unique magic.
Okay, what's yours?
I'm a really strong swimmer.
Wait. You touched this gem piece and it gave you powers. You know what this means, right?
I no longer need a nightlight.
What? No! You're still connected to the gem's magic. And that means you can still use it to save the world.
So I think what we hear there, Kelly, is this great chemistry between you and Awkwafina. But I'm curious about the mechanics of how you actually did this. I mean, did you actually get to record and act alongside Awkwafina? Or were you kind of each recording in a vacuum?
Yeah, we were each recording in a vacuum, unfortunately. I think it's the nature of animation, but also sort of escalated by the pandemic. So yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to really interact with each other until we started doing press. But when we met via Zoom, it really did feel like we automatically had a banter. I think she's one of those people that sort of has chemistry with everyone. She's so infectious. Like, her energy is just incredible. And I think she's so talented. So I feel really grateful that I got to work with her, and I'm really excited that people are finding joy in their dynamic, these two characters.
Well, talented is an understatement, right? Because she's an actress and a rapper, and she's also a comedian, which I think is important for this role as Sisu the dragon, because even though humans regard Sisu almost like a deity, like she's this legendary character, when we actually meet Sisu in the film, she's very funny, she's self-deprecating, she's kind of insecure, actually. So what do you think the film says about how we see our heroes and maybe the disconnect between that perception and reality?
Yeah, I think that that's a really good way to put it, because especially with the way that Raya also idolizes dragons as a kid. But I think what's really, really cool about their relationship and how it evolves as the movie goes on is that Raya really starts to recognize that even if her hero, Sisu, isn't exactly what she thought she would be, there are still wonderful and beautiful things about her. And I think that being able to sort of separate any sort of perception we have about a person and just really celebrate who they authentically really are, I think that's a really important aspect of their relationship, an important lesson that Raya learns for sure.
That our heroes can be imperfect and still be heroes.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, this film is coming out as the country has been reckoning with several years of Me Too and Black Lives Matter movements. And there's been a reckoning going on in Hollywood as well. We've been talking about representation or sometimes lack thereof in Hollywood. And in this film, the heroes and their rivals, they're all women. They're played by actors who are of Asian descent. How important is it that we see films like this, especially films for our kids?
It's so important. I think, you know, we're taking a step forward towards having equal representation across gender identities, across race, across socioeconomic class. The more we're able to sort of educate ourselves on just the different experiences that human beings have, I think it makes us better people. It makes us more compassionate. You know, I think something the movie does really well is recognizing that there are divisions between groups of people, and maybe we need to look at why those divisions exist. So to me, it's really important to have a movie like this that is celebrating a part of the world that really isn't celebrated that often.
I have to ask you about Star Wars, because I think that's how many viewers know you until they see Raya and the Last Dragon. In the Star Wars franchise, you play Rose Tico, of course, the engineer in the two most recent films. What's it like to be part of such a legendary franchise?
Huge. I remember it feeling like a honor and a responsibility at the same time. It's not very different, actually, to how I feel about Raya. It just makes me have this sort of feeling of reverence, if that makes sense, and recognizing, I feel very humbled by these experiences to just acknowledge how much bigger they are than me and how much they will outlive me, you know? Yeah, it's definitely very big deals that I feel like I'm still trying to recognize that it's reality.
Getting cast in the Star Wars franchise, of course, is a big break. But, you know, it was also an experience in which I know that you saw what I think could fittingly be called the dark side of the Star Wars fan base. In fact, you got off Instagram after experiencing racist and sexist harassment. And then you wrote in the New York Times, "It wasn't their words, it's that I started to believe them." And that was a few years ago. Have you been able to stop believing the cruel things that people sometimes say?
Yeah, I think I have. You know, I think it to exist in this world that for a lot of us is constantly telling us we don't belong. It's all of these subconscious ways in which the media, in which the world is reinforcing ideas into our brains of things that we need. You know, we need to buy this mascara to feel more beautiful so that we can be loved. We need to look more like this woman so that we are more desirable so that we can be loved. All of these lies that we're told. I think that it takes practice and constant fighting to remind yourself that sometimes it's not you that's the crazy one. Sometimes it's the world around you, and the ways in which we can recognize that we are enough just in who we are. I think that that is definitely something I've worked on over the last 3 years and something I continue to work on.
And, you know, overcoming that kind of interpersonal ugliness that you were just describing is a great way to come back to Raya and the Last Dragon, because for Raya and Sisu to repair their world, they actually have to learn to trust people who have wronged them and persuade others to do the same and to overcome their differences. Is that a message that the world needs right now?
Yes. Man, it's a message I know I need right now. I think the message of this movie about trust, about unity, about trying to look past the pain and the trauma that we've experienced in our lives and to take a step towards fighting for believing in a better world, I think that that's an incredible message that I know I want to take with me. And I hope that other people are able to see that and feel that as well through this movie.
Raya and the Last Dragon star Kelly Marie Tran speaking to us last March. The film is nominated for an Oscar, and you can see it on Disney+.